Hi, I'm Andrew Worcester, Professor of Emergency Medicine at McMaster University and Director of BEAM, Best Evidence in Emergency Medicine. Thanks, Ken, for inviting me to say a few words about retrospective studies. The retrospective study design is a valuable tool that allows us to answer research questions that can't be answered in prospective trials. Examples include the effects of exposures to which people can't be randomized, outcomes from exposures over prolonged periods, and the occurrence of rare events. There are two primary differences between retrospective and prospective studies, and these are data quality and case selection. In terms of data quality, the data in retrospective studies was never originally recorded for research purposes. In fact, it's composed of different interpretations of different scenarios by different observers, often over a period of time of changing influential factors. This leads to a much greater amount of both erroneous and missing data than would be found in prospective studies. In terms of case selection, eligible and ineligible cases are mixed together from the beginning, and because of the missing and poor quality data, one often can't differentiate between these eligible and ineligible cases. So in short, the retrospective study design is a useful research method, but it's not a suitable substitute for research questions that are best answered with a prospective study, especially those that require a randomized control trial. This study suffers from far too many biases for the results to be considered valid, so no one should be recommending this protocol.